106.
That's a lot of episodes.
That is. That's six lot. More than 100.
I think he's brilliant.
That is. It's a lot of weekly news that we've been bringing you week after week with all the hottest stories that Microsoft is
pinging
about.
Each other the other about.
And about. And one of the things that you just brought up, which I think we should mention.
What did I bring up?
The very impassioned man who was sort of behind that Kinect light massage therapy project. Who commented on our message board and didn't feel that Paul gave him a good...
Let's blame it on me.
Didn't give it a fair shake. Didn't like what we had to say. Didn't feel that we had done enough research.
Yep.
And there were some conflicting opinions by you, our loyal and loved Ping viewers, which we appreciate. And I think my idea...
Your idea? What's your idea, Laura?
I think we should have him on the show.
You think? Yeah, we should. I think we should call up Jason Stevens.
Yes.
And ask him to set us straight on how we were. We obviously did not do the research needed to inform our audience.
Maybe our informed opinions disagree with his.
Perhaps.
But it is only fair because we are a fair, it's just a fair playing ground.
We are fair and balanced.
We
here
are fair
on
and balanced, evil and level, equally hating of all. No, just kidding. And so we're going to give him the opportunity. We're going to send him an email if he's not out there watching and see if he wants to come on, either maybe via Skype.
Yep.
Or come on down
we,
in person.
We recently acquired
take
Skype.
Take a beating in real life. No,
that's right.
Just kidding.
Yeah, I think he's over in New York. Maybe you should just go make a trip to New York.
I actually just got back from New York.
Oh, but you didn't run into him over there.
I didn't. I was looking for him.
Yep.
But he was hiding.
Yeah, it's probably pretty hard when you don't have an internet connection to really.
Yeah,
sync
I was
up with
I was telling
people.
Paul I was complaining actually because I was staying at my mom's family, my mom's uncle's house, blah blah blah, and they don't have the internet, and they have one TV. None of these things were acceptable for me.
Well,
I
have one TV, but I still don't have TV. But somehow I managed to watch
they
Glee
did
for
have
Ping.
A cable connection, so they're ahead of you.
That is.
I would assume that you have the internet.
Pretty impressive.
Is there any other comments you wanted to call out, Paul, before we get to the meat, the heart?
So Mad Librarian said, "Laura, it's." Oh, I thought I said Laura. It's your fault. So
no, it's
we,
not
we,
my
we
fault.
We just need to walk away from that comment. That one's not important.
It's not my. Do you know who he's referring to?
No, I have no idea.
Because you brought up my mother issues.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I
see.
You remember? And, and I said I didn't like to go shopping.
Right. And then I felt bad about myself because you were like all
teared up. You didn't feel bad. You were like, yes, Laura's going to cry.
That's right.
And Laura's going to cry like when girls cry.
Beat her at Wordrix a few more times.
Yes,
that's pretty good. Dentiku got his Connect.
Guys, Connect.
Yes.
Good. Hopefully some of these people have started receiving their nine foam guys. It's a slow process. There's a lot of you writing in, and I have to literally lick the stamp and write out the envelopes by hand, so it's a lot of work.
You probably should just get the self-adhesive stamps.
Right.
Yeah, or go to the shipping center where they'll just package the stuff for you.
But they won't. I still have to, go with a separate list of addresses. Anyway, this isn't interesting. This isn't interesting.
And last comment, Justin says, love the show. And he's probably one of our younger viewers since he has an MS-DOS image for his avatar.
Yes.
So
probably is. So, well, hey, oh, and then he said something bad to Morgan15. I'm assuming he's correcting his spelling. Anyway, thank you, Justin. Hopefully you are a new viewer and a long-time viewer. And let's give him something to stick around for.
Yes.
How about some stories?
Let's go to the stories.
Let's go to them. So, Paul, you know how we always like to report on new and exciting stories about the Microsoft Kinect?
Yeah.
And
What's new and exciting
the
now?
The SDK came out. We did a ton of live coverage here. We had a Code Camp, 24-hour hackathon. I was around. I hosted it. Were you? Did you watch?
I wasn't. I think I was in California for that.
There's the internet in California. You could have watched it.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was exciting. And now there is some news, which is actually getting some mixed reviews. Some people are excited. Some people are not about this thing called Microsoft NewAds.
Who isn't excited about NewAds?
People who probably don't like old ads.
Oh. Well, shouldn't they like something new?
Yeah. I think it is a way because advertisements are necessary. First of all, let's tell people what it is.
Okay, so new ads are...
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Right.
Putting the cart before the horse.
So when I first read this, I was like, what's a NWAD?
NWAD.
Yeah, it's spelled NUADS.
Right.
And they're actually, it's pronounced new ads because there's a new form of advertisement that's coming to Kinect as early as spring 2012. And what this allows people to do is people that have the Kinect sensor and I'm guessing are somehow watching TV through their Xbox, they would be able to interact with ads. So for example, There could be an ad that shows up on TV, and it could ask you to do something like vote. So, like, you could wave your hand one way or, like, highlight something else, mm-hmm. and you could have, like, an interaction with an ad, which has been completely impossible with television today.
Right.
Because it's a one-way medium. But with,
correct.
Like, all the stuff online, social media, internet, everything, people can actually interact with ads online, and they're finding that gives much more of a connection to consumers.
Right, or if you're watching a car dealership advertisement, you know, you can, like, wave your hand over the map, and it'll show you where the nearest car dealership
is.
Yeah,
you can say, Xbox near me.
That's right. That's right. So here's my personal take on this, and this is not the official response of Microsoft. This is Laura Foy's opinion.
Oh, everyone listen up. This is going to be good.
Get out your pens and papers now. Advertisements are a necessary evil. You know, and sometimes they're good, sometimes they're funny, but we're never going to get rid of them. So because we have to have them, make them cool. Make them interactive.
Yeah.
Make them feel like you're actually taking a part of it and like that your opinion and your location and then your thoughts matter.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, or we can just, you can all just have Microsoft, just say, like, Microsoft, we need to have, like, new voice commands, like, Xbox, skip ad. Like, wouldn't that be something that's pretty useful?
I bet that someone will create that.
Yeah. Probably
not the people behind new ads.
Right. but the GM behind this, Mark Croce, I'm mm-hmm. not sure how to pronounce his name,
Croce?
He said that this is going to change television as we know it forever. So that's a pretty bold statement. I really do think that if we can get the interaction that consumers can opt into, that will bring more engagement to the ad and to a certain brand or product. I am somewhat surprised that he makes such a bold statement here, given that there are 10 million Kinect devices out there, but billions of people that watch TV. So I don't know if there's some other piece of the strategy.
Well, I didn't think he said it's going to change television in the next few months.
True.
But if you're looking at the long-term
sure.
marathon, not a sprint picture of things, I think it absolutely will change the way you interact with your television. You know, the Kinect obviously changed the way you think of gaming.
Yeah.
So why not? And the Xbox, as we have reported, is less and less a gaming device and more just a central media hub for your living room.
Yep.
So if you got the Kinect, it's in your living room, you're online with your Xbox, take advantage of all the options that are available, and it's going to change the face of the world.
Yeah, that's right. And then you know, you can schedule reminders so that, you know, you say, Xbox, remind me when Glee's on.
Yes, exactly.
That's great.
It's good stuff.
All right, Laura, you know how I have an amazing touchscreen tablet laptop converting thingy right here in front of us?
I do. That's a technical term for it. Your
yes.
converting thingy.
I've underutilized the touchscreen interface on this thing because there haven't been a whole lot of apps that have come my way that really make a good use of the touchscreen
right.
interface.
I would agree, because I too have a touchscreen laptop, not this particular one.
Oh, okay.
I have an Acer.
Yeah.
But I underutilized the touchscreen capacity as well.
Yeah. People who watched previous episodes of Ping may have realized that Laura always wanted to put her hands all over this thing.
Just to annoy you.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
No really form or function of it.
Exactly. But there is now an application that has come out from the Tribune Company, mm-hmm. which run newspapers like the LA Times and the Chicago Tribune, which is called Mosaic, which really is a pretty cool application where you can have which is optimized for touchscreen interfaces. So
yep.
it just shows like big tiles of pictures, and you can touch it, and then it shows like the title or the headline of a story. Then you touch it again, and it brings up a story which you can just really seamlessly read on touchscreen devices.
So it sounds like it's kind of a mix between like the live tiles
yeah.
on your Windows phone,
uh-huh.
or and like an RSS news feeder.
Yeah, it's,
you know,
actually
it's making great use of your space of your wallpaper.
Yeah, it's actually a whole lot like Wonderwall, which is probably one of your favorite sites ever, where you get to watch all the...
I go on Wonderwall. This morning I just learned on Wonderwall that Brad and Angelina... Do you know who their daughter's godmother...
I don't even know who these are.
Do you know who Brad Pitt is?
Oh, Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, Brangelina.
Uh-huh. They're, is it not Angelina Pitt?
No, they're not married.
Oh.
They refuse to get married until everyone in the country can get married. So, like, same-sex marriage, things like that. So they're holding out for that. But the kids lately have been saying, why aren't you getting married? So they're thinking about it. Anyway, they're... I'm serious. It's an issue in the Pitt home. Their godmother to their children, to their youngest children. Guess who it is?
I don't know. Who is
you
it?
You don't know, because you weren't on Wonderwall this morning. We're going to get back to the mosaic.
Is it Samantha from Bewitched?
No, it's Mindy Cohen. Natalie from The Facts of Life. Doesn't that seem like an off choice? Like
there are so many references here that I don't even understand.
Do you know who Natalie is from The Facts of Life?
I don't even know what The Facts of Life is.
What?
Stop the program!
You take the good, you take them bad, you take them both, and there you have The Facts of Life.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have The Facts of Life. The Facts of Life.
There's the time. Come on! You're just making fun of me now.
That sounded like you knew what you were saying.
Anyway, let's get back to the mosaic.
Sure. Yeah, so mosaic.
It's probably a news story on a mosaic tile this morning. In fact, yeah. If you have this mosaic app, Mosaic by Tribune for Windows 7, powered by Windows Azure, on your laptop, which you can currently get, I'll bet one of the tiles, one of the news story, is representative of this Brangelina godparent thing.
Maybe. And yes. You know what's even greater?
LA Times,
you know what's
definitely.
Even greater about this thing? Like when you actually open the app and you start reading stories and spend time on those stories, it tracks what you do so that future stories it can suggest to you is based on your reading habits.
I like that.
So
unless you read things that you don't want people to know you're reading.
Well, it's all through like these public papers, so it's not like it's gonna go grab some crazy stuff that you read or watch online. But it will allow you to associate that with your profile. The cool thing is that not only has this been developed for PCs, you can also get an application for the Windows Phone.
Okay.
So I downloaded the app last night and I was playing around with it. And it was only rated 2 stars out of 5, so I don't think it's quite ready for the hot apps yet.
We'll check it out.
But it has a lot of promise. Like it's cool functionality. It's just a little slow here and there.
Right.
And it doesn't always use like your GPS sensor to give you the local news like it has been touting.
And there's so many great newsreader apps for the Windows Phone. So we'll just wait till this one gets a little better. But if you have a touchscreen laptop, it sounds amazing, and it actually does work on Vista XP. It doesn't have to be touchscreen; it's just sort of optimized.
That's
as
right.
You said.
Yeah, I really think that this is the best touchscreen app that I've used on my
Windows.
What's
my wallpaper doing anyway? It's just sitting there, right?
Speaking of wallpaper,
yep.
Look what I found on my Windows Phone. This is
Aww. No
longer do I have
Aww. The
default picture. So
Aww. There
will be repercussions for
Paul
this.
Paul has a crush. Next. All right, Paul, so we were talking earlier about how you visited Facebook.
Yep.
You did. You went down to their offices, and that you enjoy the fact that they have a shared workspace.
Yeah, it's a very open workspace.
Everyone's open. There's no closed doors, you know, so...
Well, there are some closed doors, but there's just, like, lots of windows into the conference room, so...
Right. Everything's very public, so everyone always knows what you're doing and what you're up to.
Transparency is big for Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook.
So... Here at Microsoft, we have offices,
yep.
which allows me to be on Facebook most of the day.
Also known as the entire day.
No, but I know people like that. I know people who are on Facebook all day. Not me. Other people
in
the room.
But, I mean, when you are on Facebook, you're constantly just playing around with our ping page on Facebook, right?
Yes,
right.
That and mostly...
Where you can like us and you can get all sorts of great comments.
Anyway, now there is an actual job, a legitimate job, that's going to pay you. The company is called Care2, the number 2. It's going to pay you to be on Facebook all day long.
No way.
Way, Paul.
Would you care to elaborate?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
They are an environmental company, and they are looking... to connect people who want to protect the planet and lead healthy lives, and apparently you'll be responsible for taking care of the Facebook community page and increasing the Care2's community presence on the Facebook site.
Cool.
So I'm assuming a lot of comment management, a lot of, you know, just getting people excited about what you have going on, and this is a full-time job.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
It's for people who are passionate about social media and activism.
Yeah. Yeah,
this could be me.
I think that there are a number of these jobs that are cropping up like more often.
Yeah.
And if you look back to the 2008 presidential campaign here in the U.S., both Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton had state-of-the-art use of social media, and they got hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of followers. And
sure, follow Barack on Twitter.
Yeah, and if it's used appropriately, you can actually reach broader sets of audiences. And even if you're not getting the broader sets, you can get a very highly targeted set of
people. Very niche set. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely. So anyway, you can if you are interested in applying for this job. I don't know. Oh, it's in Redwood City, California. That's where the big trees, right?
Yeah, just at the Redwood City. Maybe I'll send some pictures and you can put them up there.
Maybe.
You can see Paul Bunyan and his big blue ox.
So you guys can check this out if you're looking for a job and want to live in Redwood City.
Yeah, it's just
Facebook
five
all day.
It's just
Facebook
6 hours north of San Francisco.
Maybe they'll let you tweet, but mostly Facebook.
It was a long drive. All right, Laura, you know how we constantly cover the different releases of major internet browsers out there?
Yes.
Like, we had the whole IE9 launch with the HTML5.
I remember the IE8 launch.
Yeah, of course. Who doesn't remember the IE8 launch?
That was good times, the IE8 launch.
We've even covered when there have been large releases from other browsers, like Firefox.
Mm-hmm.
I think we covered one of the Firefox 3 or 4, and we sent them a cake.
Like I said, we're equal love, equal hate.
Yep. way back in the day.
We didn't send them a cake, personally.
Oh, no, yeah.
We don't have that kind of money.
I did give them a charity download or two, though.
Okay, good.
Just to help them along. So Mozilla has now released Firefox 5,
mm-hmm.
and we sent them another cake.
We being the IE team.
Yes, the IE team.
Not Paul and I.
We as in Microsoft.
We don't send cake. We barely send out 9 guys.
No, yeah. And even sometimes that doesn't work.
It does. We try. I think that's very cute. You know, they send them a little cake that's got a little IE... the IE logo on it, said congrats on shipping.
Yeah.
That's very sweet. You know, this is what I love about Microsoft. We just hug everybody.
Yep.
Just hugs and peace and happiness.
I do see that there is a correlation, though, that the more frequently that Mozilla ships, the smaller the cake
is getting.
Yeah. Like I think way back in the day with Netscape, we built like a big E in their lawn.
Right.
Which they probably didn't appreciate so much. And now we're sending cakes.
I wonder what they do with the cake. Do you think they sit down and eat it and go, thanks, Microsoft? Or do you think they, like, food fight with it?
I'm guessing
some
they probably...
sort of burial?
I'm guessing they probably inspect it for bugs.
Probably.
They just want to make sure that it's good.
I'm always thinking.
I would imagine, though, that that going forward, the cake will just keep shrinking into, like, a cupcake
right.
or, like, a Twinkie.
Right.
Something.
Probably.
That, you know, that'll last forever.
One day it's just going to be a Hershey Kiss, and then it'll be nothing.
And then maybe a hug. We'll just keep going to just friends without
anyway,
benefits.
Anyway, from us here at Ping Family... happy shipping.
That's right.
Mozilla.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, we're out of time for this episode of Ping. Please leave your comments if you want us to have on, what was his name? James Stevens?
Close, Jason Stevens.
Jason Stevens, if you think that would be a valuable conversation.
He's the Kinect Light guy.
The Kinect Light guy. I'm sure he'd love to be known as that. Or if you yourself are Jason Stevens and want to come on,
email us
at
ping@microsoft.com.
Or you can always reach us via Twitter. At Alfoy.
At Paul Mest.
At Paul Mest. And I've been actually interacting quite a bit with the Ping folks.
I would like to think that it's my doing. Now that I'm tweeting, I am just helping us all just get tweeterish and I don't even know the right verbs, nouns, and
well, you just
adjectives.
Made that one up, so I'm going to run with it. And with that, Paul, I've got other things to do.
Yeah, like
so
throw
we'll
9
see you
guys.
Later.
Oh, that's so cool.